Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Being down in the dumps, I'm still able to watch the Yankees and be a Yankee fan. And I tweet every single time Juan Soto comes through, I tweet, Juan Soto is a Yankee. Because there's so much nonsense talk about where he's going to be next year. It bothers me. Even talk for Yankee fans and him being back with the Yankees. Just all of it. It's dumb. I don't ever remember this much talk about where a guy was going to go. He's with the Yankees right now. He's a Yankee right now. So I'm still able to put that out there, even though the Sean Marashes of the world were upset with me. I'm supposed to just not mention anything other than the New York Rangers. Well, that's not who I am. I'm still a Yankee fan. I was watching them perform. I'm watching Judge perform at the level like we've never seen. Aaron Judge might have just had, if you could believe this, Aaron Judge might have just had the best month of his career. He's got for the month of May, I mean, he's just absolutely dominated. He had 24 extra base hits in a month. It's tied with Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio. I mean, it's crazy. He's got a 1.3 OPS in the month. That might be, as great as Judge is and as awful as April was, he might have had, this might be the best version of Aaron Judge we've ever seen. In fact, I think it is. That's how damn good he is. And he's helping carry this team along with Soto, along with the pitching. And they have now are 8-0 in series in May, and they are playing like the best team in all of baseball. And I mentioned the pitching, and obviously what a huge part, as last night was the first time since May 13th that the Yankees starting pitcher did not go at least six innings and give up two runs or less, as Carlos Rodon went six innings but gave up three runs. So, I mean, still a quality start. It's not like he got lit up and ruined it. But that's the kind of run this started. The month of May has been just incredible for the Yankees. And like I said, there are many reasons to think it's different than even 2 years ago. One, you've got Juan Soto, clearly. Two, you got Anthony Volpe, whose hitting streak came to an end last night, unfortunately. He goes 0-for-4 with a walk and an RBI. And a run scored. But his hitting streak ends at 21, but he looks like he's about to become a stud. He's hitting .283. He's got an .800 on base percentage, a .355 OP, a .355 on base percentage, an .800 OPS, and he's just thriving right now at the top of the order. I knew I would spark him by saying DJ should be there. And Judge and Soto, but mainly the main difference I see is the depth of the overall team, where you got Verdugo playing left field, and you watch Verdugo play. He's quietly got a little hitting streak of his own, but, I mean, the defense he plays, everything about Verdugo has been great, but the pitching staff has really just been incredible, and it got its first real injury since, obviously, Cole, where Clark Schmidt is now going to miss. I mean, when you wake up, or whenever it was, midday, because they're on the West Coast, and you find out that he's got a lat strain, like, you think, okay, he's got a lat strain, maybe he's out a month. Then you find out he is going to be shut down for 4 to 6 weeks. Say goodbye to Clark Schmidt and his season. I feel terrible for the kid. He's having a great year. And, I mean, I guess he'll be back in two, three months, maybe mid-August. You'll see Clark Schmidt at that point. I don't know what this rotation will look like or if he'll fit back into it, quite honestly. But all the consternation and all the worry and all the trying to figure out, oh, maybe you could stack Nestor Cortez and Luis Gil and do this and do that. Well, Petit is going to make Clark Schmidt's next start. And as soon as Gerrit Cole is ready, and apparently he's ready to possibly go on a rehab assignment in the near future, looking at a late June, maybe a month away for Cole. They're going to take their time, especially with the record they've had and how good the pitching's been despite him. But I feel bad for Clark Schmidt. But 3 to 4 weeks before he throws a pitch, he's gone for a long time. He's gone for a long time. And this rotation, I mean, I'm a little nervous that it's not going to be able to continue to pitch like this. I mean, it's crazy good. It's crazy good. And you add that with to what this lineup is doing and what Judge is doing. And he hits another bomb of a two-run home run, and Soto clears the bases with a triple. And this Yankee team right now is just an absolute force as they look to finish up this West Coast trip with a trip to San Francisco and taking on the Giants. And they're going to see good pitching. They're going to see Hicks. They're going to see Snell. They're going to see, and they have seen good pitching, and they've hit good pitching. But, I mean, it's amazing what Aaron Judge is doing. And I remember all of you, I mean, I'm going to be kind, all of you idiots who were so nervous, and I'm messing around. I was a little concerned with injury, but once you realized he was playing every day, but the idea Aaron Judge wasn't going to hit, the idea Aaron Judge's contract's going to be, oh, what a disaster, please. The guy's incredible. And why? I mean, just what a great player. You're talking about enjoying the moment, watching this guy play, watching what Volpe has turned into. I mean, the Yankees are just flat out fun to watch. The Yankees' offense is dynamic. The rotation's as good as it's ever been without, I mean, and when I say ever, I mean, you have to go back to 1893, the last time a rotation has gone this good for this long. 1893. I mean, Steve Summers was in high school. That's how long ago. And I know he'd be comfortable with that joke. I just saw him the other day. But, I mean, right now, everything is great with the New York Yankees. They're able to give Rizzo a day off and play LeMahieu, which is going to be a huge, huge part of this. One, you still want to get Cabrera at bats, but ultimately, I feel like Rizzo needs days off. I mean, it just, Rizzo is going to need some time. He's still dealing with some stuff, and it just feels like Rizzo could use some days off, and now they have a legitimate guy in DJ LeMahieu to give him some time. I think that's an important factor for this team because he's been brutal, whether it's defensively, offensively. And it just feels like at his age, coming off, you know, not playing as much last year and the concussion and everything, like, I just think he's going to be more effective with some days off. And DJ LeMahieu provides you that ability. But again, first base is going to be, I would think, a possibility of looking at it at the trade deadline. But right now, there's nothing to worry about. The train just keeps on a rolling.